We continue our learning Nishmas David ben Nachman Shem Chan Yaakov ben Rav Shalia. We are in Yevamos Perek Gimel Mishnah. Hey, Shlosha Achin. Here we have a case of three brothers. Shnai Mehem Nisuim Shtei Achayos, and two of them are married to two sisters. VeEchod Mufne, and one is free, one is single, one is unmarried. So take the picture. You see there, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda are brothers. Reuven is married to Leah, and Yehuda is married to Rachel, and then you have Shimon, who is single, is not married to anybody. If let's say the husband of one of the sister dies, so let's say Reuven dies, and now Leah falls to Shimon, falls to Yehuda. And what the Mufne did, the single brother. Did Mamar, which means he did the Kiddushin de Rabbanon, as we said, at least that's Beis Hillel's opinion, the way we've been learning, which is Kesef or Shtar, which is, we know Yibum, Yivama Yavo Oleha, Midoraisa, you have to have Bia. But Midor Rabbanon, we do Kiddushin. When it comes to real marriage, Kiddushin is Doraisa. When it comes to Yibum, Beis Hillel's of the opinion, as we'll see, and we've been discussing, we do Kiddushin, which is only a de Rabbanon, Kesef or Shtar. So there was not full Yibum. Shimon, had he done full Yibum with Leah, everything would have been fine. Why? Because Yehuda cannot do Yibum with Leah because that's Achos Ishto. Leah is Rachel's sister. So obviously she's an heir for him. But to Shimon, it's fine. But here Shimon didn't do full Yibum yet. He began the process with Mamar. V'acharkach meis achiv hasheni, and then unfortunately the other brother died. Now Yehuda died. So now you have Rachel and Leah, which fall to Shimon. Shimon had begun the process of Yibum, midrabanan, of Mamar with Leah, and now Rachel falls to him as well after Yehuda passed away. So what happens here? Beis Shammai omrim ishto imo. So Beis Shammai says, the wife stays, the Mamar wife of Shimon remains with him, Leah stays with him, and the other Almana, which is Rachel, Yehuda's wife, is free to marry without any chalitza at all. Why? Because he is the Mamar wife's sister. And Beis Shammai holds that Mamar is considered an effective marriage on a d'oraisa level as well, like Kiddushin for a regular woman. So therefore, once the Shimon, this unmarried brother, did Mamar with the first sister, it's almost like he did Yibum with her. She became his full wife, and therefore the second sister, Rachel, when Yehuda passes away, she was obviously is an erva. She's an erva because already she's now, she's the Achos Ishto, because now Shimon is married to, is Leah, so Rachel is the sister's, his wife's, is Shimon's wife's sister, so is an Ephratim, so of course she's freed without Chalitza. Uvei Silomim, no, since Mamar is not a complete marriage to Arise, it's only to Rabbanon, so now the second sister Rachel also has a Zika, has a Yibum bond with Shimon. So what do we do here? Motzi es ishto begetu v'chalitza. So here Shimon has to send out this wife, Leah, the one who we did Mamar with a get, because he has to undo the Mamar, but also with chalitza because there is a Zika that he has to her as well, because he didn't do Yibum completely, he only did Mamar, so there's a Zika bond with her. And the Mamar wife is still, you have to realize, is still on a d'oraisa level, is still bound to the third brother as the almana of the first brother. So therefore, she's the almana of originally of Reuven. So in that was not removed completely. So Shimon has to undo the mamar with a get and undo the zika bond that he has with this wife herself, with Leah, with chalitza. The eishes sachiv ba chalitza, and he sends out the second with the almana, his brother's wife, Yehuda's wife, Rachel, with chalitza. He has to remove the zika that Yibum with her as well. This is all because Beis Hillel hold that Mamar is mamaris is only a partial marriage. It's only marriage made to Rabbanim. So it's not strong enough to prevent this second sister's zika, meaning Rachel's yibum bond, from taking effect with Shimon. And therefore, since both sisters have a zika with Shimon, he can't marry either of them because each one is achos zukukaso. Leah is achos zukukaso of Rachel, and Rachel achos zukukaso of Leah, both to Shimon. Since both sisters have a yibum bond with him, so that's, he has a problem, can't marry them. So he has to remove that zika with chalitza. But since he already has, he has a mamar, a partial marriage with the first sister, with Leah, he has to give her a get to free her. Zoi shamru, and this is the case the chachamim have said, oy lo alishto, literally woe is to him over his wife, the one who he has to divorce. He didn't do anything wrong, but he has to divorce her, oy lo alishto sachiv, and woe to him, his brother's wife as well. He has to divorce Leah, and oy tim on the brother's wife, which is Rachel, who he's not permitted to marry. Now, this phrase is found in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, where Rabbi Yeshua says this phrase regarding a different case. There, the other Tanaim say it does not apply. The Chiddush here, the Mishnah, is that, but everyone would agree that this phrase, Oilo Alishto V'Olayla Alisha Sachiv, is applicable here. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Shlosha Achin, here we have a case, we're talking about three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, but now the Shimon brother, the other brother, is, as we're going to see, is married to a woman who's not related to the others. So Shlosha Achin, you have three brothers, Shnayim Mehen Nisuin Shtei Achayos, so two of them are married to two sisters, Vechonosri Nachos. And the one who's married, and you have someone who's married to someone who's not related to two sisters. See, look at the picture. You have Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda are brothers. And two of them married to two sisters, as we had. Reuven is married to Leah, and Yehuda is married to Rachel. Vechonosri Nachos. Here, Shimon is not single, but rather he's married to literally a stranger, who means someone who's not related to two sisters. He's married to Bracha. Bracha is not related to Leah and Rachel. Mesechad mi balei achayos, the husband of one of the sisters died. So take the case where Reuven passes away. Vikanas nasri nachris es ishto. So Shimon, the brother, who's married to Bracha, no problem with having two wives. And there's no achos ishto problem here at all. Bracha's not related to Leah. So there's no problem with Shimon performing Yibum and marrying his brother's wife, and now he's married to Bracha and to Leah. Vames. But then now Shimon dies without children. So these two widows, Bracha and Leah, fall for Yibum to the Yehuda who's still living. But he's married to the other sister, he's married to Rachel. So what do we do now? Harishona Yotza Misha Machos Isha. Halacha is that the first widow, the one who was originally married to the first brother who died, that was Reuven's wife. That was Leah. So Leah goes free because she's an erva. She's Achos Isha. She is Yehuda's wife's sister. She, Leah, is Rachel's sister. So obviously, there's no Yibum or Chalitza going on. That's an Erva. So you, therefore, Leah goes free because Yehuda's married to Rachel. So now, the Ushnia Mishum Tsarasa. Now, the second Almana, which is Bracha, will go free because she is a Tsara. This is what we learned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. She's the co-wife. So since Bracha is the co-wife of an Erva, and the Erva, which is Achos Isha, which is Leah, who is an Achos Isha to Rachel, to Yehuda's wife, so therefore both Leah goes free and her Tsara Bracha goes free. Now, in this case, the second brother performed Yibum with the first brother's wife. So this is where we said Shimon performed Yibum with Leah and before he died. So that was a complete wife. But what happened if Shimon only did Mamar with Leah, with Reuven's wife after Reuven passed away? Also, b'mamar. So let's say Shimon only did mamar. He's married to Bracha, and he's allowed to do Yibum with Leah after Reuven passes away, but he didn't do full Yibum, he only did mamar. Vameis, and now Shimon dies. So who falls to Yibum to Yehuda? His full wife, which is his complete wife, which is Bracha, and the Mamar wife, which he only started the Yibum process with. He did the Kiddushin, he did the Kesef, the Shtar, which is with Leah. So what do we do now? Both fall to Yehuda, Bracha and Leah. So, but remember, Yehuda's married to Rachel, which is Leah's sister. So, Nachris choletzes velo misya bemes. So the Nachris, which is the stranger, the meaning Bracha, she's not a sister. So she has to have chalitza with Yehuda. She can't be taken by Yibam. Why? Because she is a partial tzara with an erva. Remember, the mamar wife who is an erva, right? This is the mamar wife. That is Leah, who had mamar with Shimon, wasn't completely married to Shimon, following Beis Hillel's opinion from the previous Mishnah, if you remember. And Bracha is therefore not completely the tzara of an erva, but only partially the tzara of an erva. So this is enough that we don't allow Yibum, but doesn't mean you can't do that she can go free without Chalitza. You need Chalitza, as we've mentioned in the past. So she's now the wife who is the sister, which is Leah. So she can remarry without Chalitza because she's an erva to Yehuda. She is Rachel's sister. So that is not a problem. So in a case of Mamar and then where Shimon did Mamar and then Shimon dies, so then Bracha does Chalitza with, no Yibam, does Chalitza with Yehuda and of course Leah doesn't need to do anything. Now those the previous cases we had, the husband of the first sister died before, so Reuven died before Shimon, who was the husband of the Nachris, Bracha, who is not related at all. Now we're going to discuss the reverse case, where the husband of the Nachris died first, which is where Shimon dies first. So Shlosha Achim, you have the following case, three brothers, Shnai Mehem Nesuin Shtei Achayos, two of them are married to two sisters. So that's, as we said, we have Reuven and Yehuda married to two sisters. Vechod Nasri Nachris, and Shimon is married to Bracha. Meis HaNasri Nachris. So now what happened? Now Shimon dies first. Vekanas Echod Mibalei Achayos Es Ishto. And the husband and one of the sisters married his widow in Yibum. So let's say Reuven does Yibum on Bracha. So that makes sense. He's allowed to do this. He's married to Leah. And Bracha is not related to Leah at all. Shimon had passed away. So Reuven marries this Nachris, marries Bracha. He's married out to two women. Vameis, and now Reuven dies. So here, the two wives, two almanos, fall for Yibum to Yehuda, which is the Nachris, which is Bracha, and Leah. Now, Yehuda's married to Rachel, Leah's sister. Harishona Yotza Misha Machos Isha. So the first woman, the original wife of Reuven, so that which is Leah, she goes free without Chalitza because she's the sister of Rachel. That's Achos Ishto. That goes without saying. Ushnia Mishum Tsarasa, and the second woman, which is the one, the Yibum wife of the second brother, so she goes out because of she is the Tsara. So here, Leah goes out because she is the sister of Rachel, and so Yehuda can't do anything with her. And Bracha is free because she is the tzara of an erva. Also the mamar, let's say the second brother, which is Reuven, didn't marry Bracha. Rather, he only did mamar with Bracha. Vameis, and then he died. So Nachris choletzes v'lo misya bemes. So we say then the Nachris, which is Bracha, needs chalitza with the living brother, with Yehuda, but no Yibum. Why? She's partially the tzara, partially the co-wife of an erva. since the Nachris was only a Mamre wife to Reuven. She, after Shimon passed away, she wasn't completely married to him, and therefore she's only partially a tzara with Reuven's main wife, which was Leah. And now that Reuven passed away, and they fall to Yehuda, so she's partially the co-wife of an erva. The full wife of the second brother now is is free to remarry without chalitza, of course, because she's an erva to the third brother. So here it's the same as the previous mamar case, except that there the erva was the mamar wife, and here it's the non-erva who is the mamar wife. But either way, it's only a partial tzara.